Come on, Heil. Did you really think I'd come here alone?
Didn't you?
Cal had been hoping for something dramatic to happen at the end of his last sentence. It would have been perfect timing. Now, though, it just felt a bit awkward.
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't.
Sinclair straightened.
I don't understand.
Oh, you will.
Several uncomfortable seconds passed.
You will. Any minute now. Wait, now.
Sinclair glanced around.
Well, this is a little funking.
Cal fought the urge to hold his breath. It was difficult, but the detailed description Mech had given him about how doing so would make his lungs explode helped a lot. Instead, he and Sinclair both were floating along with the shattered glass, watching as Mech came hurtling towards them. Behind Mech, the Shatner's airlock stood open, Mizzet's face just visible through the window of the inner door. Cal's head was already starting to go light. He watched Mech approach through a narrowing tunnel of darkness, saw him silently mouth, "Hold on," then felt the jarring impact of a metal hand grabbing him by the front of his spacesuit. Cal's arms and legs flopped limply behind him as Mech made a grab for Sinclair. The president had recovered quickly and was attempting to fly towards the door controls. Mech caught Sinclair by the ankle and spun. Like an Olympic hammer thrower, he tossed the president out through the broken window and hurtling into the waiting airlock. Mech rocketed back towards the ship. Cal's tongue felt frozen. The pressure, or lack of pressure, he wasn't sure which, seemed to be inflating his face. He felt movement, jerky, jarring, abrupt. He vibrated. Every part of him flooded with a cold more biting and intense than he'd ever known. His heart raced, whooshing his blood around faster and faster, out of control. Cal and Sinclair both hit the floor in a heap. The inner door snapped open, and Cal felt a pair of hairy hands slide beneath him. They were warm. So warm. He liked warm. Warm was good.
Did we get him?
Oh, yeah, we totally got him.
Miz carried Cal through the door.
Go!
His head thudded against the thick iron door frame, and he whimpered.